from nature. A parable. What is it? Well, it's a little story with a lot of truth in it. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Jesus told many parables to grown-ups and children alike. He told them simply and sincerely, in words everyone could understand, so that all might learn the lesson he was trying to teach. Pearl of great price. This story is like one Jesus told to explain what the kingdom of heaven is like and how important it is to all of us. Mr. Herring Gull was the owner of a very fine jewelry shop by the seashore. His customers were the birds and water animals who lived along the beach. Each morning as the sun came up, he was busily dusting off the counters before he set out for the oyster beds. You see, Mr. Gull specialized in pearls, and so every day he locked up the shop and went out to gather a few oysters in order to hunt for new supplies of the lovely jewels. Each time he swooped down to the water and dived under the waves, he came up with an oyster. Then he would fly high over the shore and drop the oyster on the hard rocks below. Smash! The oyster shell split open and lay there on the half shell. Next, Mr. Gull inspected the oyster for new pearls. Sometimes he would find small seed pearls, and once in a while he discovered an unusually large and beautiful stone. After an hour or so of fishing, he gathered his basket of pearls and flew back to his shop to inspect them. First, however, he stopped by the seafood market to report his catch to Mr. Crane. They had an agreement to share the catch. Mr. Gull took the pearls, and Mr. Crane sold the oysters to the housewives. Back again in his jewelry shop, Mr. Gull began arranging his new pearls, inspecting each one for size, luster, and coloring. Then he matched them with the pearls he already had so that he could make necklaces of pearls that were the same size and the same color.
Anybody here?
On this day, as he was quietly at work, a customer entered the shop.
Good morning, sir. May I show you something? Perhaps you would like to see one of our necklaces or a ring. Genuine pearls. Ah, yes. We don't handle anything but the very best.
So I see. My name is Plover, and I'm a great admirer of beautiful pearls and have heard of your fine collection. But I really came to show you something.
And then Mr. Plover reached in his pocket and brought out another pearl. Bigger than anybody had found. Goodness, this was not like anything Mr. Gull had ever seen. It was twice as big as anything in the shop, with a beautiful ivory color and a sheen such as no other pearl had ever had.
But where did you get this, Mr. Plover? I've never seen such a perfect pearl. Nor such a big one. Oh, I must have it. I must.
I thought you would like it. I have an oyster house farther down the shore, and this was in one of my oysters. I have been told that you are the finest dealer around here, and so I came at once.
Good, good, yes. Now, how much is this pearl? What will you take for it? I simply must have it for my collection.
Price? The price. You realize that this is probably the finest pearl in all the world. You will never find another like it.
Yes, 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 I know that, but how much? What is the price?
The price, Mr. Gull, is your shop. I have always wanted to sell jewels, and so I shall trade my pearl for your store and everything in it.
Everything? You mean this pearl will cost me everything I have? All of these precious stones? Even my store? Why, this is a great deal that you're asking of me, Mr. Plover. Oh, I don't know if I could do that.
Mr. Gull was slow to make up his mind. This was the hardest question he ever had to decide.
Well, Mr. Gull, I'm sorry. I thought you'd appreciate something as fine as this. Of course, if you aren't interested, I am sure there are others who will be. Goodbye.
No, wait, Mr. Plover. Come back.
I was sure, Mr. Gull, that a man of your experience would know the best when he saw it. How could you resist something as fine as this?
Again, Mr. Gull took up the pearl and looked at it. He knew that, cost what it may, he just had to have this beautiful pearl.
I'll do it. I'll sell you all I have for this beautiful jewel.
Then and there, Mr. Gull made out a bill of sale for Mr. Plover.
To Mr. Plover. In return for one beautiful pearl, I hereby sell everything I possess.
Jesus also told a story about a pearl of great price. Once a merchant came into the shop of an old man looking for fine pearls and found one he valued more than any he had ever seen. And when the old man told him the price, he went home at once and gathered together everything he owned and arranged to sell it for enough money to buy the pearl. Like Mr. Gull, he had to have it no matter what it cost. When he had sold everything, he took his money to the owner of the pearl. There he gave every bit of it, and in return received the pearl of great price. Christ was trying to tell us what the kingdom of heaven is like. It is worth more than anything we have, but we must be willing to give up all we own for it. This parable is found in the Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 13th chapter, verses 45 and 46.